Hey, konnichiwa, minasan, it's Gray from Akazashi's Tea House over in Japan. How are you doing? Are you good? Are you genki? I want this first episode to act as an introduction to the Wakizashi Tea House Comics Waffle. Waffles and comics? Is it comics with waffles? Do you like waffles? How about comics? I tell you, I love comics and I've loved them since I was a teenager or even younger than that. I want to give two of my introductions. One's from my YouTube page, which is Wakizashi's Tea House, and the other intro is from the blog I keep on WordPress. So here we go. Give you an idea of who I am and what I'm all about. And what the heck is a wakizashi?
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Welcome to Wakizashi's Tea House, pronounced wakizashi, which is the shorter sword of the two swords held by the samurai in the past. The longer sword is katana. I don't know if you know that. Famous character in DC from Suicide Squad. Well, kind of famous. And the wakizashi was the shorter one, which was often used to, you know, do the ritual disembowelment. Oh my goodness. But it was also often used by women, you know, as a last resort, last defense. The idea is that nobody, even the king, even the emperor, even the shogun, could take their sword into the tea house in Japan. That was a rule. So if there's a wakizashi in the tea house, you know something's up. There might be some ninja there as well, hiding in the background, but I'll get back to that in a minute. So yeah, I am, well, I call myself an optimistic.
How dare you?
Yes, optimistic. Crazy, right? In 2024, but an optimistic YouTuber, comic book reader, reviewer, I'm a live streamer at times, and a huge science fiction and fantasy fan. Also, warning, I tend to focus on the positives. Crazy, right?
Nice.
I've had my WordPress blog since, I think it was 2015, 2016, I started taking it seriously, mainly reviewing science fiction and some fantasy books. But as time has passed, I've focused more on like my original love, which is comics, so doing comic book reviews on there as well. But I don't keep a very tight schedule. I don't do that many reviews, maybe one every couple of weeks. But here's the intro from my WordPress blog, to give you an idea about who is this Gray? Who is Wakizashi? What's he on about? Is he making any kind of sense? Not really. Welcome, I've been living in a small town on the west coast of Japan since 2003. I used to live in Manchester, England. When I was in my early teens, I would dream about one day going to Japan. Now I'm here and I still can't believe it. It's an amazing country, despite there not being any samurai or ninja wandering around the streets. Well, none that I've actually seen. I blame James Clavell and Shogun and Shokusugi ninja movies from the 80s. But I digress. I've gone through different phases of genre interests over the years, and always had a soft spot for science fiction and fantasy. And of course, comic books. I began with comics like the UK's 2000 AD, which was via my brother, who was a big comic book fan as well. He still is, as far as I know. 2000 AD, the UK comic, is still being published all these years later. I think that's amazing. That's fantastic. And I do occasionally buy digital copies of it because living in Japan, it's very hard to get hold of physical copies, physical floppies, physical comics for, you know, for individual issues. There are ways, but it's very expensive. But anyway, I love stories that ask questions about reality and perception, as well as the heroic journey. Who doesn't love that? I love stories that take on a fantastic journey. That's why I keep returning to sci-fi, fantasy, and of course, comics. Okay, here's a quote by the sadly late but great Terry Pratchett, who was paraphrasing the late great G.K. Chesterton. Pratchett said, "The British author G.K. Chesterton summarised the role of fantasy very well. He said its purpose was to take the everyday, commonplace world and lift it up, turn it around and show it to us from a different perspective, so that once again we see it for the first time and realise how marvellous it is. Fantasy, the ability to envisage the world in many different ways, is one of the skills that makes us human." I miss Terry, I miss Discworld, there were some great books there. So, Gray, Wakizashi's Tea House, what's it all about? Alfie! I've had my YouTube channel for just over 2.5 years now. I'm doing okay, nothing really special. I enjoy it, I love making comic book reviews, which is my main focus. I also do some audio books, kind of my version of audio readings. I'm starting a new live stream doing some bedtime stories as well, which will be on my Patreon. But I've always wanted to do a podcast, simple as that. I've always wanted to get my voice out there. I love the format, I love the idea. I love listening to podcasts. Big fan of comic book podcasts, of course. I found a few recently, some new ones to me, some British ones, which I'm enjoying. But I think probably my favourite podcast at the moment is the Weird Science DC and Marvel Comics one, which is excellent. If you never subscribed to that, do check it out and do check out their Patreon. They've got great value for money. You get so many shows for a small subscription. But again, this is not a plug for Weird Science Comics. Hey, well, maybe it is. Can you send me some money, Jim? Cheers. But yeah, this is supposed to be about me. So what I'm going to do with this podcast is just talk about mainly comic books, but there'll also be some coverage of sci-fi and fantasy books, as I talked about. I do want to talk a little bit about TV and movies, but it's all going to be from this kind of genre and, you know, the nerd geek culture, which I'm a huge fan of. I'm proud to say I'm a geek, I'm a nerd, I'm proud of it. I used to get beat up at school when I was a kid. Yeah, that's the way it goes, isn't it? Got sand kicked in my face, like on those old Charles Atlas adverts on the back of the old American comics from the late 70s. Yeah, but as I say, huge, huge fan of comics. And to give you some ideas of what kind of comics I've been reading and enjoying recently, let me read from a top five comic list which I put together from 2023. Only five, I know. It's sukanai, yeah? Very sukanai, as we say in Japanese. Only a few, so let's have a look. So here are my top five comic recommendations of 2023. I am limiting my list to a top five. I know it's usually a top 10, but hey, dare to be different, right? Also some honorable mentions. So without further ado, and this is in no particular order, but Big Game by Mark Miller and Pepe Larraz from Image. Oh God, it was a hugely entertaining crossover miniseries featuring many of Mark Miller's original characters. It has some very interesting things to say about superheroes, superhero movies, and our perception of reality. And the art by Pepe Larraz is outstanding. I got really into the Millerverse last year in 2023. I was reading Nemesis Reloaded, of course, Nightclub, The Ambassadors, and I'm looking forward to going back in time and picking up a lot of the series which I missed first time around. So if you've got any recommendations, do let me know. Do drop a comment. The next one from last year, big, big recommend, is Conan the Barbarian by Jim Zub and various artists. Well, so far it's been Roberto de la Torre with some stunning art and Doug Braithwaite on the current run. It's clear that the writer Jim Zub is having a blast penning this series, and his narration is suitably Howard-esque. I'm no expert, but this feels like classic Conan storytelling, and it has the visuals to match. As I was saying, the first story arc has excellent art by Roberto de la Torre, and the second story arc brings in the talents of Doug Braithwaite. Now, I do have some reviews of these issues on my WordPress blog and also on my YouTube channel if you want to check that out, but no worries either way. Next one on the list, I just briefly mentioned it, Nemesis Reloaded by Mark Miller and Jorge Jimenez, again from Image. Imagine a vigilante similar to Batman but with no moral code. Miller doesn't shy away from shocking readers but still writes a better comic book story than most current fare. The addition of Jorge Jimenez on art makes this a must buy. I tell you, you've got to see this comic. If you didn't pick it up, it's an absolute cracker. Okay, and the next one is Transformers 2023 by Daniel Warren Johnson, again from Image Comics. It's clear how much love and respect Daniel Warren Johnson has for these characters. It bursts off every page. He's crafted a compelling story so far that delivers an entertaining and action-packed opening to the first few issues of the new series. I went into this story with very little knowledge of the characters or what has come before, yet I was immediately pulled in and I had a blast, and still am. I'm having a blast reading it. To me, that's a sign of a great storyteller, and I've always liked Daniel Warren Johnson's art. He's got a very kinetic, flowing, almost manga-esque style. It's a mix of American indie and manga, I think, the style. Gorgeous use of colours in there as well. It's just really fun. I know some people don't seem to like the art, but I love it. It's a proper comic book action-packed storytelling are, in my opinion. Okay, and for the fifth one, I've only got a top five, as I said. It's a tie. I'm kind of cheating here. I would recommend Gunslinger Spawn and King Spawn. Todd McFarlane and Brett Booth were doing Gunslinger Spawn, and King Spawn was Sean Lewis on the writing duties until he finished, I think, in issue 24. And Javier Fernandez, great art by him. And Brett Booth, oh my goodness, like, what more needs to be said about his art? It's worth buying Gunslinger Spawn just for Brett Booth's art. But the story's been quite fun as well. Now, as I said, I'm cheating because I'm selecting two of the current Spawn comics. I've been enjoying both Gunslinger and King Spawn. King Spawn has been a bit more horror-centered, while Gunslinger is a comic I can kick back and relax with, you know, have some fun. Sometimes it's a bit over the top with the violence, but most of all, it is fun. The first 25 issues of Gunslinger have killer art by Brett Booth. And Javier Fernandez has also been delivering high quality art in King Spawn. I do recommend both comics. And actually, speaking of that, I think the art has changed, hasn't it, recently? It's, is it Jason Sean Alexander now on King Spawn? And it really suits it, it really fits. And I believe that Brett Booth will be taking over on the main Spawn title from 350, which is the next issue. Wow. Okay, let's have a look at some of my honourable mentions. And these are mainly going to be the titles. I'm not going into too much detail, but the first one is Batman Superman World's Finest from DC Comics, of course. That's the first DC comic on my list. I can't believe that because I grew up as a huge DC fan. I was also into Marvel, but kind of limited to Amazing Spider-Man and Daredevil. I'm talking about the time of Ann Nesenti's run on Daredevil. That's how far back I go. DC, I was always a huge Batman fan, so I used to buy Batman, Detective, and Legends of the Dark Knight, the original series when that came out. I remember that coming out. My goodness, I used to have the first issue. I used to have a whole run of like at least the first 20. Lost to time and space, sadly. So yeah, Batman Superman World's Finest, no matter what you might think about Mark Waid, and you know, I try to avoid that kind of thing, he can write a fun story. And Dan Mora on the art has been excellent. But I think they're leaving, aren't they? I think they're moving on to do possibly Justice League coming up sometime this year. Superman 2023 by Joshua Williamson and various artists so far. Why do I like it? Because Superman is fun again. I'm enjoying it. I've never been a big fan or never been a big reader of Superman. I don't know that much about the character. You know, I like things like All-Star Superman by Grant Morrison. But as I say, I never really got into the character in the past. So I'm enjoying getting to know these new characters for the villains in Superman's universe, which, again, are pretty new for me. And I think Joshua Williamson's having fun writing it. And it's bright. It's optimistic. It's nice having Clark and Lois together. Yeah, I would recommend it, as I say, because I have a good time reading it. And usually the art is very good. Three more honorable mentions. I also briefly mentioned it, but Nightclub by Mark Miller and Juanan Ramirez, again from Image. Why? Because teenage vampire heroes in a $1.99 comic. Enough said. Magic Order, Volume 4 by Mark Miller and Deke Ruan. Again, it's Image, and again, it's the Millerverse, the Miller world. Why? Because it's Harry Potter meets Game of Thrones with some awesome art by Dyke or Deke Ruan. Sorry, Deke, butchering your name again. And one more, just to briefly shout out, The Enfield Gang Massacre by Chris Condon and Jacob Phillips, son of the legendary Sean Phillips. This is by Image Comics again. Wow. Why? Because it's the best Western comic in a long while. So how about you? Please let me know your favourite comics in comments, or I don't know if you can comment on podcasts, can you? What am I talking about? If you do ever leave a review, do let me know what you think of the comics of 2023. So that's my list of 2023. That gives you a little bit of an idea of what I've been reading. But I've been reading comics since I was a young boy, a wee whippersnapper. I've been buying American comics since I was a teenager. As I mentioned, focusing mainly on the bigger titles like... I loved the Daredevil run by Ann Nesenti. I don't think that gets enough love. People tend to focus on the Frank Miller run, you know, which is awesome, but Ann Nesenti did a great run on Daredevil. And I was enjoying Spider-Man at the time, Amazing Spider-Man. I remember when Todd McFarlane was drawing it, and then when he had his limited series of just Spider-Man, where he was writing and drawing it. I remember those days. For DC, as I say, it was always Batman Detective. And then, as I got a little bit older, I got into the Vertigo, well, what became the Vertigo line of comics, because they weren't initially Vertigo. They were initially suggested for mature readers, weren't they? So Hellblazer, Jamie DeLano, the first writer, and then, of course, Garth Ennis, Paul Jenkins. I went through that run. I was reading Sandman when that was coming out. Shade, The Changing Man by Peter Milligan. Anyone remember that? And what else? Animal Man by Grant Morrison, which led to Doom Patrol, Grant Morrison, which led to The Invisibles. So there we go. That gives you a bit of an idea of my tastes back in the past. But I'm open to anything which has a good story. I just want a good story, some great art. And that's why I'm listening to podcasts these days, to hear other people's recommendations. Recently, I heard about Terry Moore. Never been a reader of Terry Moore, but a podcast I listened to recommended picking up. My God, I'm going to have to check this out now. I'll be right back. Okay, got it. I was listening to the Awesome Comics podcast, and they were recommending Parker Girls by Terry Moore. So I've actually gone and ordered the omnibus. I'm looking forward to reading about that. So this is why it's a great thing to listen to good, you know, different podcasts to get ideas from comics you might never have tried. But Terry Moore sounds awesome. I was also listening to an interview with him. I've just started it on the Awesome Comics podcast. And yeah, he sounds like a really cool dude. Really loves working. You know, he's got a huge passion for comics. And his style of comics is a style I've not really tried before. So yeah, very, very much looking forward to that. And I'll be doing things like reviews of these comics on this podcast, talking about what I've been buying, what I've been reading, what I recommend, and see how it goes from there. There might also be some wakizashi waffles. What's that all about? Well, waffle is English kind of slang for somebody who just goes off on a big talk, starts talking and talking and goes off on tangents. I do tend to waffle. That's why, you know, I like talking, like doing podcasts and like doing YouTube. But I will try and keep focused. As I say, the main topic will be comic books, but there will also be some coverage of some good, hopefully, sci-fi, fantasy books, TV and movies. So yeah, that's about it for a brief introduction to who I am, what I'm all about, what I'll be doing. It'd be great to get you following me, to have you listening, and a bit of interaction would be awesome. I need to work out, because I'm new to the podcasting world, I need to work out how that happens, because I've got kind of used to YouTube, where people can, if they feel like it, leave comments on your videos, you know, let you know what they're reading, what they recommend, and offer suggestions of books to read, comics to read. So yeah, we'll figure out something. But thank you so much for listening this far. This has been awesome. Sorry for the scratchy voice. I'm getting over, shall we just say, what can you say? You're allowed to say. You've got free speech, haven't you, on podcasts, kind of. Let's just say I'm getting over the Chinese lurgy for the second time. So my voice is a little bit rusty, but looking forward to talking more comics, and hope to see you and hear you and speak to you in a future podcast. Take it easy. This has been Gray from Wakizashi's Tea House saying, Matane. Sayonara, sucker.